BBC News with Marion Marshall. German police have freed a man detained on suspicion of carrying out the deadly attack on a Christmas market in Berlin, saying they have insufficient evidence to link him to the crime. 12 people were killed and more than 50 injured in the attack. A memorial service has been held in Berlin in honour of the victims. The United Nations says more than 20 people have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo in protest against the refusal of President Joseph Kabila to stand down. His mandate expired at midnight on Monday, and elections have been postponed until 2018. Jordanian state media say 4 police officers have been killed in clashes between security forces and suspected militants near the city of Karak. It follows an attack there on Sunday in which 10 people, including a Canadian tourist, were shot dead. Russia says it's agreed with Turkey and Iran to try to expand the ceasefire in Syria. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, said all 3 had also agreed that the priority in Syria was not regime change, but fighting terrorism. Officials in Guinea say a former head of the Presidential Guard, who's wanted in connection with a massacre, has been arrested in neighbouring Senegal. Aboubakar Diakité has been on the run since 2009, when he tried to kill Guinea's former military leader, Moussa Dadis Camara, who was also implicated in the massacre. An indigenous group in Ecuador has detained 11 soldiers in a dispute over mining in their ancestral lands. The soldiers were travelling inside the indigenous reserve in Ecuador's northeast when they were intercepted. The Quechua de Sarayaku tribe has called for dialogue. The former Wimbledon tennis champion Petra Kvitova has undergone surgery on her hand for injuries sustained in a knife attack in the Czech Republic. Writing on social media, she said she was shaken and lucky to be alive after defending herself against an intruder in her home. BBC News.